فَلْيَقُمْ أَهْلُ الصَّبْرِ Those people, they have patience in this dunya, kayyabudu. فَيَقُومُ النَّاسُ مِنَ النَّاسِ One group of people will stand up.
انْتَلِقُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ Go away to Jannah.
فَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ The angels will come before them. إِلَى أَيْنِ Where are you off to? إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ We're going to Jannah.
Achha.
قَبْلَ الْحِسَابِ Before reckoning, kya hisab? لَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْنَا
No hisab for us.
Achha. مَنْ أَنْتُمْ Who are you? نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الصَّبْرِ We are the people that have patience in this dunya. مَاذَا صَبْرُكُمْ
What was your patience?
Today we can't wait in the post office to pay. Waiting there in deadline.
Mada sabrukum. What was your patience? Sabbarna anfusana ala ta'atillah.
When it came to the obedience of Allah, we were also tired. And in the night we used to have, the night was very short. And Fajr was early. And it's getting earlier and earlier. And the Muaddin used to call out the Adhan. We were exhausted. But when that Muaddin called out the Adhan, we drew that blanket and we performed wudu in that cold water and we hastened to the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bashir al-Mashayin fi al-Dhulmi ila al-Masajid bin Nur al-Dammi yawm al-Qiyamah. Give glad tidings to those who frequent the masjid in the hours of darkness of perfect light on the day of Qiyamah.
Achha, you made sabr.
Anfusana ala ta'atillah. When he came to the obedience of Allah, we were very patient.
صَبَّرْنَاهَا عَمْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ
When he came to the disobedience of Allah, we made sabr. Today, my respected brothers, one visitor comes home, we sacrifice namaz. Some function, we sacrifice the order of Allah. Remember, my respected brothers, we are portraying the incorrect Islam. People are judging Islam on what they are seeing. Allah is going to hold us responsible for camouflaging and deceiving the entire dunya of the true Islam. One person in London accepted Islam. He used to come to the masjid regularly. After one year he stopped coming. So the Muazzin asked him, that why you no more come? He said, now I'm an old Muslim.
Gee, it's a joke, but cry tears of blood.
That's what I see. In old Muslims don't come, only new Muslims come. Yes, in the shop, if you are not advertising properly, then your job is at stake. Because if you won't advertise properly, then people will come in the shop. If you are hiding that sale board, to jaan khatre mein hai. And what are you doing to the deen of Allah? What are you doing to the deen of Allah?
Allahu Akbar.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, O my ummah, ala wa innahu sayyawalla alaykum umara. Allah ta'ala will put some rulers over you. Remember, my respected brothers, halat are going to come on this ummah. And until we're not going to hold to the deen of Allah and the kalam of Allah, we are dreaming for success.
Ala wa innahu sayyawalla alaykum umara. In ata'tumuhum adallukum. وَإِنْ خَالَفْتُمُوهُمْ قَتَلُوكُمْ قَالُوا فَمَاذَا نَصْنَعُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ كُونُوا كَآلِ عِيسَى نُشِرُوا بِالْمَنَاشِيرِ وَحُمِّلُوا عَلَى الْأَخْشَارِ فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَمِيتَةٌ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ حَيَاةٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ
Rulers will be placed over you. If you will be obedient to them, they will take you to Jahannam. If you will be disobedient to them, they will chop your necks off.
Mada nasna'u ya Rasulallah,
O Nabi of Allah, what must we do when we find ourselves in this predicament, in this situation? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
Be like the disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Kunu ka'ali Isa, nushiru bil manashir, wa hummilu ala al-aqshar. فَوَلَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّلٍ بِيَدِهِ
Oh my ummah, from a palace go to a hut, and from 3 meals go to one, and from 10 garments go to one.
Remember Uzzat ki kasam, jo nafse Muhammad ka malik hai, farmabardari mein mar jana na farmani ki zindagi se behtar hai.
To die in the obedience of Allah is better than a life of disobedience.
You better off dead in the obedience of Allah than a life of disobedience.
What sabak Nabiyyu Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Ummah? Haan, kayfa bikum ittaba'a nisa'ukum wa fasaqa shubbanukum wa taraktum jihadakum qalu awa inna dhalika lakainun ya Rasulallah.
Oh my Sahaba, what will happen when your woman will become disobedient, your youth will become rebellious, and you will leave the honor of thriving in the path of Allah? Oh Nabi of Allah, will this ever come before us? Because today we have the youth like Musab ibn Umair, and you are talking of youth becoming rebellious. Will this zamana ever come?
One qissa, by the way. The youngster, when he was a child, one day he asked his father for a yo-yo. So his father searched around, he didn't get it. Anyway, this child grew up, he went to overseas and he studied and he came back. But baap ka rishta ajeeb hota hai, the love that Allah has kept, the father had it in the back of his mind. He bought that yo-yo and he kept it. My son has asked me, if I can't give it to him today, I'll give it to him tomorrow. When the child returned, when his son returned, of course now was Dr. Saab, Oxford University graduated, Janab Wala, lot of people came for his istiqbal. In the process, his father was also there. His father gave him one gift and said, beta, when you go home, you must open it. Lot of people to make your istiqbal. I don't want to inconvenience you now. When he goes home and he opens, he finds the yo-yo. Like the children say, you making me a yo-yo. So he asked his father, he said, Abba, I'm not a kid. I'm an adult, I'm a grown-up, I'm a doctor. Treat me according to my status. The father said, oh my beta, yesterday's amusement is a means of your disgrace today. Yesterday you were entertained by that very same yo-yo. Today it is a disgrace. Let not today's amusement be a means of your disgrace tomorrow in front of Allah.
Today you are amused with the surgery and this qualification and thousands sitting around you. Yesterday you were fascinated with the yo-yo. Today you are crying about the yo-yo. Today you are fascinated about the surgery. Let it not be that you cry about the surgery tomorrow. That is why when the Ummah will be brought to Jahannam and they will cry. They will cry tears of blood. Malik, who is in charge of Jahannam, will say one thing. Ma ahsana hadha al-buka law kana fi dunya.
Ye rona bara acha hai, lekin waqt galat hai.
The tears are very nice, but the venue is wrong.
Oh Nabi of Allah, will such a time come? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ.
Oh my Ummah, worse than that will come. قَالُوا وَمَا أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Oh Nabi of Allah, what is worse than that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَمْ تَنْهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. What will happen to you when you will stop inviting towards Allah and forbidding evil? Oh Nabi of Allah, will such a time come? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. Oh my Ummah, worse than that will come. قَالُوا وَمَا أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Oh Nabi of Allah, what is worse than that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِنْ أَمَرْتُ إِذْ رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. When you will see the obedience of Allah is bad and the disobedience of Allah is good. When the Muslim woman will be dressed in hijab, then our people are backward. But when my daughter is taking the hands of a kafir, one father was told that his son is having an affair. Says, Malana, it's lying. Yes, the disobedience of Allah. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan will make it muzayyan. Shaitan will make it muzayyan. My ustad used to say, whoever disobeys Allah is like muck that is in a plate and someone puts nice covering over it. Kitni zabardast hai. Lekin andar to dekho, so don't be attracted by his dunya. Wara'un nar, behind it is Jahannam.
O Nabi of Allah, will such a time come? وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. Worse than that will come. قَالُوا وَمَا أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what is that? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِنْ أَمَرْتُمْ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَنَهَيْتُمْ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. O my Ummah, Allah save us. What will happen to you when you will start inviting and you will become agents of the devil? You will invite towards the disobedience of Allah and you will prevent someone from prostrating before Allah.
Don't worry, take the job, you know, interest me, I'm Ramadan, man. Just
tell him you what, Rawali, go and take the job.
قالوا O Nabi of Allah, at such a time come, Nabi Kareem Sahib mentioned, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ Worse halat will come. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah says, Bi halaftu, I have taken a qasam, I will put such fitnas on the ummah, لَيَسِيرَنَّ الْحَلِيمُ فِيهَا الْحَيْرَانِ That the intelligent and the wise will become confused what to do.
My respected brothers, this accidents, this murders, these things that happen.
Which way, what do we do? Which way do we turn? لَيَسِيرَنَّ الْحَلِيمُ فِيهَا الْحَيْرَانِ إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاؤُهُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاؤُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ ظَهْرِهَا When your leaders will be the evil, the one that doesn't fear Allah, and he will be put to rule over you. And your wealthy will start hoarding their wealth. وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ And Mrs. Begum will be made in charge of your affairs. Then remember, my ummah, you better beneath the soil than above the soil. You better beneath the soil. يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَكَانَ صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ A time is to come when this ummah will come to the grave. I wish I was under the soil than above the soil. What halat are going to come? My respected brothers, until you and I will not change, nothing will happen. And remember, Jannat is not cheap. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. Behold, the deal of Allah is not cheap. Ibrahim bin Alam rahimahumullah was walking. There was a toilet, he wanted to relieve himself, so he went there. It was written there, you have to put a coin in. Acha, no coin, so he sat down. His khuddam came, Hazrat, kya hua? Says, no, I want to go to the toilet. Says, no problem. He went there, he shouted him, why did you stop my ustad? Here's the money. He kept on crying. He asked him, why are you crying? Says, the thought crossed my mind. You can't go to toilet without money. Jannat mufti mein kaise mile? You need to pay to go to toilet. How do we expect Jannat free?
Allahu Akbar. But that Milan is something else. What Allah has prepared is beyond our comprehension. It comes in one riwayat. Inna lillahi jannatan laysa biha khul, wala qusur, wala anhar, wala ashjar, wala atmar, innama hiya qi'an. There is one jannat of Allah, jisme pal koi nahi, aurat koi nahi, mahal koi nahi, chatiyal maidan. Allah will gather everyone there. What will be? Maidan-e-Mazeed. Eh, mere bande, aaj tu maangne wale aur main dene wala. You ask and I give.
فَإِنِّي لَنْ أُعْطِيَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِقَدْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ Today I am not given you, going to give you according to your status and according to your amal. I am going to give you according to my status. So they will say, Ya Allah, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam wa laka haqqul ijlali wal ikram fa'adallana bis-sujood. Give us ijazat, we want to prostrate before you. Allah will say, وَضَعْتُ عَنْكُمْ مُغُونَةَ الْعِبَادَةِ Aaj tum tanha mere bande nahi, aaj tum mere mehman aur mehman ko kabhi takleef nahi di jati. Today you are my visitors, طَالَمَا أَلْعَبْتُمْ لِيَ الْعَبْدَانِ وہ دنیا میں تھا کہ تم نے راتوں کو اٹھ کر اللہ کے سامنے میرے سامنے کرے وہ ہو کر اپنے جسموں کو تکایا لو میرے بندے آج بدلہ کا دن ہے
They will say, Allah, what must we ask? نَسْأَلُ رِضْوَانَكَ وَاللَّهُ بِحَسْكِنِ يَوْ پْلَجَرَ Allah will say, لَوْ لَمْ أَغْضَ عَنْكُمْ لَمَا أَسْكَنْتُكُمْ جَنَّتِ If I wasn't pleased with you, I wouldn't have placed you in Jannat.
Acha. They will come to the door of Jannat. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا
Allah Akbar.
They will come to the door of Jannat. The banner in the hand of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First one to knock the door of Jannat. It will be open to me. Prior to that, one bell will ring. The woman of Jannat will be informed ki hamare khawin aage, our partner aya. فَتَسْتَخِفُهَا الْعَجَلَ ترغیب کی روایت وہ پاگل ہو کے اٹھے گی کہ oh how long we were waiting finally you came the way girl کے لا اٹھا کہ یہ وار بھی وار چھوٹا اٹھا
one day if you come late the way girl کے لا اٹھا and خدا خیر کرے with the self
That's why they say a Muslim is in jail, but with the cell, he's in the cell, not only the jail. One is the jail and one is in the cell, he now is in the cell.
Jee, 10 sifat ke saath, qamatu adam, the height of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, husnu Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, qalbu ayyub, the heart of ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, miladu Isa, the age of Isa alayhi salatu was salam, khulqu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beard, face, complexion, jurd, no hair on the body, murd, no hair on your chehra, mukahharin, surma in the eyes, ji'al, the hair on your head will be curly. 10 sifat, 5 anbiya ki sifte, 5 zaat ki sifte, 10 sifat ke saath, ek jannati apne jannat ki mahal mein jayega. Haan, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ صَدَقَ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَ وَعْدَ. All praise belongs to Allah who kept up to His promise.
اور جانو حضور نے فرمایا بِأَيِّ بَنَانِ تُعَادِيهِ. میں آپ کو حضور کے الفاظ سنا رہا ہوں, پہلے کچھ درایا اور ذرا جنت سنائیں گے. تمہیں معلوم ہے کہ وہ کن ہاتھوں سے تمہیں گلے لگائے گی. Do you know what hands they will embrace you? لَوْ أَنَّ بَعْضَ بَنَانِهَا قَدَى لَغَلَبَ ذَوُهُ ذَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ.
If جنت کی عورت اپنے انگلی کو آسمان دنیا میں لٹکا دے, she has to place her finger in this dunya, the light and the glow that will give off, it will excel the brilliance of the sun. لَوْ تُحِيَ بِكَلَامِهَا مَيِّتٌ لَعَجَابٌ. جنت کی عورت اگر مردہ کو پکارے تو وہ مردہ بھی زندہ ہو جائے. If she has to call a million, you will stand up. لَوْ مُزِجَ بِرِيقِهَا اُجَازٌ لَطَابٌ.
If her saliva has to be placed in salty water, تو وہ نمکین پانی بھی میٹھا ہو جائے.
لَوْ بَسَقَتْ بَسْقَتًا فِي سَبْعَةِ أَبْحُرْ لَكَانَتْ أَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلْ.
If she has to spit in the water of this dunya, all the water of this dunya will become sweet. And
اوپر کی جنت اِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ حَوْرَى. According to the Nabwa,
one person is flea market, one has a shop, one has a business, one has a factory, one is import-export.
Each one's nafa is alag. Each man's aman will be alag, each man's jannat will be alag. Tijarat wale hai sab samajhte hain. Har ek ka nafa alag. Now it's up to you what jannat you want and which woman you want.
Ismuha la'iba, uska naam hai la'iba. La'iba means toy. جميع الحور عشاق لها. Allah has given her such beauty that the whores are infatuated over her. خدا ہی خیر کرے.
لولا ان اللہ قضى لأهل الجنة الا يموتوا لماتوا من حسنها وجمالها.
Allah has given her such beauty that if death was not cancelled, then looking at her, سب کے سب وہاں ہی مر جاتے. بھائی میں آپ کو حضور کے الفاظ سنا رہا ہوں, تبلیغ الغافلین کی روایت.
مکتوب بین عینیہا وفی روایت علی نحرہا رتن بٹوین ہا آئیز من کان یرید ان یکون لہو مثلی فلیعمل برضا ربی.
Whoever wants me, tell him میرے رب کو راضی کر کے آ, اللہ میری اور اس کی نکاح کرے گا. وزوجناہم بحور عین.
جنت میں ایک چمک اٹھے گی. The jannati will be jannat and there will be one light.
So the jannatis will say, but we heard that there's no suraj and there's no sun in dunya.
لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا.
We heard that there's no sun. So it will be told to them, ایک حور مسکرا رہی تھی, اس کی دانتوں کی رونق نے ساری جنت کو رونق کر دیا.
One حور was smiling to her partner, the light that came out brightened the whole of jannat.
Then Allah will gather all the dwellers of Jannat. And Allah will say, أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يُنَزِّلُونَ أَسْمَعَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ عَنْ مَزَامِينِ الشَّيْطَانِ مَيِّزُوهُمْ.
کہاں ہے وہ لوگ جو اپنے آنکھوں کی حفاظت کرتے تھے اور اپنے کانوں کی حفاظت کرتے تھے, ان کے لئے ریشم کا بستر بچھاؤ. الگ اکرام. Then Allah will tell the hosts of Jannat to sing the songs of Jannat.
Then Allah will say, Batao kabhi aisa suna? He'll say, no, Allah.
Then Allah will say, Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, abdu suna. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, wo awaaz rakhte the, ke jab wo padte the, to pahar bhi unke saath padte the, aur pahar pe bhi wajtare hota tha, parinde bhi chehchahane lagte the. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam will recite the zabur. Then Allah will say, Batao kabhi aisa awaaz suna? Did you ever hear anything? Al-Hadiyul Arrah ila biladil afra. One kitab mustaqil on the tazkira of Jannat, the revival of Jannat has presented before you.
He will say, no, Allah. Then Allah will tell Nabi Kareem Sassam, eh, mere habib, ab tu suna. Ab muhabbat ki awaz, aur Jannat ki aqal, aur Jannat ki fahim, aur Allah ki taraf se salam, wo kya manzar hoga? Musalman ne Jannat ki chok, Jannat ki dor chok. Arey Musalman, tu dunya mein Jannat banane nahi aaya.
We haven't come to make Jannat, my respected brothers. Khuda ki qasam, lanat hai us zindagi par jisko aaj Musalman guzarta hai. Na Khuda ka khauf, na aakhirat ka dhyan, na huzoor ki mohabbat, na qabar ki fikr, na kuch.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recite. Then Allah will say, Hal radhitum, are you pleased, my bandas?
قالوا وما لنا لا نرضى وقد اعطيتنا ما لم تعط احدا من خلقك
يلا وان ممكن بي ask for الله سي بقي ارحم الراحمين
اب تمہارا ارحم الراحمين رب رہ گیا يا رضوان ارفع الحجر بيني وبين زواري اے رضوان پردے ہٹا كلا انهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون كلا انهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون
The greatest sorrow for a kafir will be he will be deprived of seeing his Allah.
Greater than the arm of Jahannam,
he won't even to see his Khalid, and if he see his Khalid, it will be in a very angry form. Ridwan Parishta will start removing the pardas. Pata nahi kitne parde hain, kitne kirde, uthata chala ja raha hai, uthata chala.
One after the other, aur Allah Taala tere samne muskurata hua aayega. Marhaba, marhaba bil ibad. Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim wujuhun yawmaydhin nadiratun ila rabbiha nadira. That day when some faces will be brightened, the veil will be removed. Allah is making salam. Tibtum mubarak ho tujhe. Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. Aur hadith mein aata hai, Allah ek ek se poochega, are mere banda pata tera kya hal hai.
Allah, ارے میرے بندے پتا تیرا کیا حال ہے. How are you, my son? Then Allah will say, قُلْ يَا مَنْ كَانَ لَا يَعْقُلُ. اے میرے بندہ کھا, تو دنیا میں کھاتا نہیں تھا. اس کو پکڑا تو حرام, اس کو دیکھا تو حرام, یہ ہے ناجائز, وہ ہے نا, اب کھا. اشرب یا من کان لا یشرب
وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. بعض مقرب, there will be some close servants of Allah. Then Allah himself knows, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala unko khud pani pilayega.
Today if you sit in front of the president or someone, to takke ka aadmi, jo pishab pahana mein latra hua hai, تو تیرا سر فخر سے نیچے نہیں ہوتا. میں نے صدر صاحب سے بات کی اور میں نے وزیر صاحب سے بات کی.
ارے اکرم الاکرمین, ابراہیم کا خدا, موسیٰ کا خدا, یوسف کا خدا, محمد کا خدا مجھ سے کلام کرے گا.
اللہ اکبر. جو گندگی کرتا رہتا ہے اس کو کیا پتا کہ زعفران کی کیا خوشبو ہے. جو گندگی کاتا رہتا ہے اس کو کیا پتا کہ زعفران کی کیا خوشبو. The one that's living a life of muck and filth, what he knows what is itar. ایک بھنگی اتر والے کی دکان سے گزرا تو وہ جب اتر کا کلک چھڑا تو آئی بے ہوش ہو گیا. بھنگی those people that used to clean the toilets, he passed by اتر میں shock, fainted. اتر is something strange to him. So people said, by give him some sand, give him, revive him, just wouldn't stand up. One another one of his own family came, he says, hey, ye to meri bilal nahi. He brought some muck and he placed it by his nose. Foreign divorce, okay, went there. Thus, aaj ye sare musalmanon ka haal hai. Jannat ke nazme bhool gaye, Quran ke nazme bhool gaye, apne aap ko gandagi mein dabo diya. Are sar hilate hai, kabhi tera sar Quran mein hila karta tha. کبھی قرآن سننے میں تیرا آنسو نکلا کرتے تھے. ہاتھ کرا فعین البکا, یہ قرآن میں رونا کا ہے. My respected brothers, we can sit and discuss Jannat. He will be sitting in his palace, same kitab, 10,000 khadims. Allah Akbar. 10,000 khadims. Ashrata ala, 8,000 women with his nikah will be performed. And إِذَا جَامَعَهُنَّ خُدْنَ أَبْكَارًا. Allah Ta'ala, Jannat will be something else, it's beyond our comprehension, my respected brothers. I always mention that computer can only give how much you feel. That intelligence, this brain can only take how much Allah has kept. The life of Akhirat is something else. He'll be sitting in his house, Allah will send one khadim. His khadim will be standing outside, they will come and knock the door. In one riwayat it comes when Allah will tell him, this is your palace. So when he comes there, he'll see there's no door. As he will come there, the door will open. Then Allah will tell him, and as he will enter there, his woman, his wife will come and embrace him. Allah will tell him, I made the house like this because if there was a door, then perhaps you will think someone was visiting her. Ab tune dekh liya darwaza hi nahi hai to kaun aa sakta hai? So someone will come and tell him, Ya Wali Allah, Inna Rasool Allah yasta'adinu alayk. Allah's khadim is here and he's asking ijazat. Allah ki taraf se ye hadiya hai aur Allah ne salam arz kiya hai. Allah has sent salam. And then those people that are in the top jannah, Inna ahlal jannati yadkhuluna kulla yawmin marratayn 'ala al-jabbar فَيَقْرَهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ. Those that are in Firdaus, روزانہ دو مرتبہ اللہ کی ملاقات کریں گے. Then today we heard Quran from Abdul Basit, Today we heard from Abdul Basit, لیکن مسلمان کو دنیا کی موسیقی میں حرام میں ڈال دیا تو اس کو کیا پتا کہ جنت کے نغمے کیا ہے. مسلمانوں کا وفد چین پہنچا, چائنا. قطیبہ بن مسلم بحیلی رحمت اللہ علیہ سے دم دیتا. As they came there, in the استقبال, they put young girls outside to sing. So the امیر of the جماعت were upset. And he says, tell your king, ہمارے کان قرآن سننے کے عادی ہے. ہمارے قرآن یہ نغمے سننے کے عادی نہیں ہے. Our ears are habitual to listening to the verses of Allah. We don't know what is the shaitani مضامین. And our halat is such, if Taraweeh finishes or 5 minutes late, we did. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Akhirah. May Allah grant us the true love of the Quran, the true love of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the tawfiq of practicing one advice. May Allah keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, and resurrect us with Iman. Recite Durood Sharif. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان, اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكرم إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين, اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا بذنوبنا فأنت علينا قادر, ولا تعذبنا بذنوبنا فأنت علينا قادر,
والزق بنا يا إلهنا فيما جرت به المقادير إنك على ما تشاء قدير. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. Respected listeners, I think we all are quite well acquainted with this chapter. It is a very commonly read surah in our salah, and most of us have memorized the surah as well. The surah was revealed in Makkah, consisting of 11 ayat. In the surah, as we will discuss, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the entire creation three great advices. Allah commences the surah by taking an oath. Allah mentions, وَالضُّحَى, I take an oath of the morning light, that is after sunrise. Thereafter Allah takes another oath. Now one very important point to bear in mind is that if insan takes an oath, then we know naturally that what is to follow after the oath will be of utmost importance, and there won't be a shadow of doubt in what insan is saying. Why? Because we'll say he took an oath, he took a qasam, we accept his word. Now knowing very well that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, whether Allah takes an oath or not, in his speech there isn't an iota of doubt. Repeatedly, then to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken on various occasions oaths of different things in the Quran. For example, Allah mentions, وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى فَالْحَامِلَاتِ وِقْرَى فَالْجَارِيَاتِ يُسْرَى. In this ayat-i kareema, Allah takes the oath of the various winds. Now from this, one can clearly understand the importance of what is going to be discussed. Allah, in whose every word there isn't a shadow of doubt and he utters nothing but the truth. Then to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking an oath, which should convince us and make us understand with what yaqeen and with what conviction Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is mentioning this. So what does Allah say? وَالضُّحَى, I take an oath by the light of the morning. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, an oath of the night when it darkens and it covers everything and light disappears. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, your Lord has not forsaken you, O Muhammad, and neither is he displeased with you, neither does he dislike you. What actually has happened in Tirmizi Sharif, there is one hadith narrating the very same incident, that after the revelation of the surah Iqra, there was a period of time wherein revelation did not come down. So the kuffar came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said that we no more see your friend Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And one evil and wretched woman came and she said that Shaitan, na'udhu billah, referring to the park and the pure creation of Jibreel, we no more seeing him coming down with revelation. So is it that your Allah is upset with you, and your Allah dislikes you, and your Allah has left you? What is the reason that we no more see wahi coming? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was saddened for a moment because wahi did not come for a period of 15 days on the narration of Sahib Jalalin rahmatullah alayhi. So Allah takes an oath, qasam, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, I take an oath of the morning and I take an oath of the night. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, O Muhammad, I have not left you.
We are with you. Don't feel that because Wahi did not come, we are upset with you. In every action of Allah, there lies wisdom. Maulana Shabir Ahmed Usmani rahimahumullah writes in his authentic tafsir that Allah has first taken the qasam of the light, and then Allah has taken the qasam of darkness. Indicating in this, Allah mentions that just as there is wisdom in light, there is wisdom in darkness also. It doesn't mean when light disappears, when darkness comes, light won't come back. Likewise, Allah says there was a period of time when wahi was coming, there was good in that also. And there's a period of time that wahi is not coming, there is good in that also. Let not the speech of people upset you, O Nabi of Allah. Like the poet says, in aban nasu maqalati, فَلَيْسَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِي يَضِيرُ قَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ سِحْرُ وَمَا يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ زُورُ. I have compiled a poem, and if people want to mock at my poem, they can mock. They can mock and they can laugh. They said that the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were the words of a fortune teller, and they said that the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were fabricated. In hiya illa asatirul awwaleen. So when Allah and His Nabi were not exempted from the evil attacks of insan, then where can this poem of this humble person be exempted from the evil attacks of insan? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Lord has not left you and your Lord has not made enmity with you. Allah mentions in the Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to face Baytul Muqaddas, and prior to that he was facing Makkah, and now in his heart the desire was to face Makkah, so repeatedly he used to look at the skies. That contact that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with Jibreel, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. O Muhammad, we used to see repeatedly, you used to turn your gaze towards the sky. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We will turn you to that Qibla which you desire. This was the contact that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with Jibreel and Wahi and Revelation. So it was in this short period of time that Wahi did not come. For some wisdom Allah knows best. It was on this occasion that the kuffar accelerated their efforts and they started making evil remarks that na'udhu billah, Allah has left Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected listeners, one thing to remember, everyone can turn us down. And remember, there's one being that will never turn you down, that is Allah. Don't place your reliance on anyone but Allah. If our tawakkul is on Allah, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah will become sufficient for us. Umar radiallahu anhu told his son, وَمَن تَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَفَاهُ. That person who places his trust on Allah, Allah becomes sufficient for him. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبَدًا. Allah says, am I not sufficient for my servant? نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. I am the best guardian. Turn to me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. That person who will fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah will guide him, protect him. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ. That person who fears Allah, Allah will be with him. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ فَمَعَهُ الْفِئَةُ الَّتِي لَا تُغْلَبْ وَالْحَارِسُ الَّذِي لَا يَنَامْ وَالْهَادِ الَّذِي لَا يَظِلْ. That person who has Allah with him, he has such an army that will never face defeat. وَالْحَارِسُ الَّذِي لَا يَنَامْ. Such a bodyguard that never sleeps and who is in perpetual security. وَالْهَادِ الَّذِي لَا يَظِلْ. And he has such a leader that never makes an error. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will never do you down. And respected listeners, for us also, let us place our trust and our tawakkul in Allah and none other than Allah. Remember, people can take oaths in this dunya, but on when the time comes and when the difficulty comes, then we know how many stand and how many turn their backs towards us. Let us place our trust on Allah. Allah will never do any of His creation down, provided you turn to Him with sincerity. What does Allah then? Allah then consoles Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the year after is better for you. And خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى, better than the present, better than this dunya. In other words, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perhaps in this dunya you will have to hear on several occasions undesirable statements. But nothing to worry. Let this not bring grief to you. The real life is the life of Akhirah. And we know we have prepared great things for you. It comes in the hadith when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be standing at the door of Jannah. Liwa'ul hamdi biyadi yawm al-qiyamah. Everyone will be under my banner. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. When the Jannatis will come to the door of Jannat, I will knock the door of Jannat. Ridwan, who is in charge of Jannat, will stand up and open the door. Then he will tell me, Umirtu ya Rasulallah, Allah aftaha li ahadin qablak, wala aquma li ahadin ba'dak. O Nabi of Allah, I have been commanded not to open this door for anyone but you. And I have been commanded not to stand up in welcoming anyone but you. This honor has been reserved for you, that today you will open Jannat. And Allah will commence this great celebration of granting entry to His servants in the gardens of bliss forever and ever through the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, this has been reserved for you and Allah has prepared great things for you. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba Ikram were discussing, they were mentioning that we are so astonished. Ittakhadha Allahu Khalila. Allah has made a friend from His creation. Kallama Allahu Musa taklima. Allah has spoken with Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. It is so unusual. Isa Ruhullah. Isa is the Ruh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam overheard this discussion. He comes out, O my Sahaba, what you have uttered is correct. Inna Ibrahim Khalilullah. Verily Ibrahim is the friend of Allah. Musa has spoken to Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the Ruh of Allah. Wa ana Habibullahi wala fakhr. And I am the beloved of Allah. The translation of Habib. Wallah, this word of beloved cannot do justice to Habib. Habib is such a meaning that besides Allah and Allah's Nabi, no one else knows. Ana Habibullah. I am the Habib of Allah. Wala fakhr. I am not saying this with pride, but this is the honor. This is the darja. This is the status that Allah has given to me. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nothing to worry. The kuffar will say what they want to. Remember, we have prepared akhirat for you and we have prepared great things for you, and Jannat is awaiting your arrival. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allahu Akbar. How beloved is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My respected listeners, we haven't understood who is the Nabi of Allah. Allah is consoling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One ayat after the other. If someone tells my son something and then he comes home crying, I say, Bachu norar, tara papa tara aate che. Utara waste aay mangawa, utane ta lai jawa. I will buy you this and I will buy you that and I will buy you new clothes. I will take you to play with your friends. I will take you for a drive. Allah is consoling his Nabi via Jibreel in the final book. This will remain Quran till the day of Qiyamah. Those that will memorize this Quran, they will memorize those verses via which Allah is consoling his Nabi. How beloved isn't this Nabi to Allah, that Allah is consoling him. Allah takes an oath of the being of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La'amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. Allah takes an oath of the Zat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, very soon your Lord will bestow you and endow you with so many things. Fatarada, till you will become pleased. Like when we bring something home and the children all get excited. I want first. Then what we say, Amukutane eklu dehe ke pachi tarti kawahini. We'll give you so much you won't know how to eat and you won't know when you will eat. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will give you in so much abundance and we will give you in great measures. Fatarda, then you will become pleased. When my Nabi was informed of this and when Jibreel descends with this verse, what words come out from the Mubarak lips of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What does he say? O my Lord, if you promise to please me, then let me tell you in a very humble way, my pleasure lies. Idhan la arda wa wahidun min ummati fin nar. Your Nabi will not be pleased as long as one of his followers are in Jahannam. O Allah, my pleasure lies in announcing the deliverance of the entire creation from the fire of Jahannam and granting them entry into Jannah. My pleasure lies in that. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came across this verse, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O Allah, if you punish them, they are your servants. Reading this ayah after Isha, Tal Bilal radiyallahu anhu called out the Adhan, O my Lord, my pleasure lies in seeing my whole ummah in Jannah. Respected listeners, this is the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and our attitude, we say it is nothing but a sunnah. Wallah, the statement is so disliked by Allah that if the sky collapse upon us, it is correct for it to happen. If because of the statement, earthquakes come in our towns and our countries and our societies and our villages, it is correct for it to happen. If droughts come on us, wallah, any calamity comes upon us, if we utter the statement, then it is correct and we deserve that, because this is such a statement that can make this earth collapse. collapse and can make this earth split. That zat, that one action of his was beloved by Allah. Repeatedly Allah consoles him, and our attitude, it is nothing but a sunnah. We know that garment that is in Woolworths, if one piece of cotton comes out of it, then Woolworths regards it below their dignity to sell that garment. Why? Because one piece of cotton is out, so now we can't sell that outfit. It goes to a different store. One piece of cotton has degraded that garment. Remember, my respected listeners, one sunnah will drop us in the esteem of Allah. One sunnah will take us further away from Allah. The closer we will come to Allah is by how much sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam we implement into our lives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then mentions to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Alam yajidika yateeman fa'awa. O Nabi of Allah, did we not find you an orphan, and then we gave shelter to you, we took care of you. Prior to the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his father Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. At the age of 6, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his beloved mother Hazrat Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. At the age of 8, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his grandfather. Thereafter he was brought in the company of his uncle, the father of Ali radiyallahu anhu, Abu Talib, who went out of his way in comforting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the bounties that he showered upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, don't worry about what the kuffar are saying. See how we were kind to you, how merciful we were to you. No one taught Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam anything, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him more knowledge than the entire creation. Allahu Akbar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with wahi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with his didar. We know the virtues of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we guided you. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. Prior to revelation, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were unaware of the book, you were unaware of akhirat, you were unaware of hashar, sirat, nami amal, the questioning in the grave. This was a light that came from Allah. Nuran nahdi bihi man nasha'u min ibadina. So look at the bounties that we have given you. We have blessed you with nabuwwat. Inna Allah ta'ala nadara fi qulubil ibad fakhtara Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fabathahu bi risalatihi wa intakhabahu bi ilmi. Allah chose Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the entire creation, and then Allah blessed him with nabuwwat. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata wallahu yakhtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha. Allah says, I know best who to bless with prophethood. Allah then blessed you with prophethood, and Allah sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy unto mankind. Tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil'alameen al-nadheera. He came as a nadheer, as a bashir, da'iyan ila Allahi wa rasooli. He came as an inviter to the greatness of Allah and to the life of akhirah. Then Allah mentions to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And O Nabi of Allah, we found you in need. فَأَغْنَى, we made you independent. The commentators have discussed various issues in the commentary of this ayah. فَأَغْنَى, after the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performed with Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had given him access of dunya. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha was doing business. As far as dunya, Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not benefit from this dunya, and he was not taken aback by the glitter and the glamour of this dunya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the tarbiyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where himself he mentions in the hadith, adabani rabbi fa ahsana ta'adibi, that you are educated by your parents.